It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know from KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can also send me your questions and answers via the Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It is the last show of the year today. It's Friday, the 18th of December. We're taking your questions and answers live. We're off next week because it's Christmas Day. We're off the week after that because it's New Year's Day, both fully sanctioned holidays. So let's get your questions and answers in today in what is going to be a somewhat abbreviated program because KERA is going to provide live anchored special coverage from NPR beginning in about 30 minutes at 12:40. This is President Obama's news conference before he heads off for holiday vacation. So just know that we're going to take you to that news conference live when it begins during the hour. But right now, plenty of time for your questions, your answers, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. We're starting off today with a question from Shane. Does anyone know of a service in or around Dallas or North Dallas that will rebuild hydraulic floor jacks? Looking for someone to rebuild hydraulic floor jacks, 800-933-5372. Henry wants to know if pedestrian crosswalk buttons at traffic lights really do anything. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. We got this email from Robert who says, both of my grandparents have been moved into hospitals recently, and they've left their two Jack Russell Terriers in my care. He says, I'm moving into a dorm and cannot care for these dogs, nor can my family. I was wondering if you or your listeners have any idea of where I could take them. He says, I don't want to take them to a shelter, as I want them to have a good home, and obviously I'm sure Robert wants them to stay together. He says, the rescue groups for the breed haven't been able to help, and he says, I'm running out of time before I go to school. Well, my first question, Robert, maybe you, if you're listening today, you can give us an update on your grandparents, because are your grandparents, are they going to be able to return from the hospital and maybe be able to resume caring for their dogs? Or is this a situation where they've asked you to find a home or understand that you're looking for a home? And I understand the want to find a good home for these dogs, and they would certainly more than likely want to stay together. So we'll see if we get some suggestions for you, but maybe if you're listening today, you can let us know how that's going. Lisa emailed us anything@kera.org and says, I'm loving the red oaks and the fall color, but why are some fiery red, some orange, some yellow and brown? Lisa says, I would love a spectacular red one. Should I harvest and plant acorns from the red trees? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Mark emailed and says, I listen to your show in my office on my AM/FM radio, but my signal is weak. Do you know of any device that will boost my antenna signal? And he says, my company blocks the kera.org site, so I can't listen via the internet. Drats. I wonder if the app would work. I don't know. If you're on the company Wi-Fi and you turn on the KERA app, that's not KERA.org. So you might try the KERA app, which you can download absolutely for free at the app store of your choice. But if anybody knows something that Mark can plug his AM/FM radio into or help him boost the signal, let us know that too. 800-933-5372. Let's start today on the phones with Bill calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Jeff. You've had another great year of shows. I'll be quick. I had a question about Chisholm Trail Tollway 121 south of Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. All the guardrails are rust-colored, not the galvanized that I'm used to, and I prefer them, but I was wondering what that material was. And then also, they've planted ivy along a lot of the concrete walls, and it's turned wonderful fall colors. And I was wondering if anyone could identify what ivy that was that I could purchase and plant it.
Okay, we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. KERA.org. Let's talk next to Tyler in Denton. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, I'm a local arborist, and I had a answer for the lady about the red oaks.
Yeah.
The difference between the colors is the difference between a Texas red oak and a Schumard red oak.
So which one's the really red one?
The really red one, I believe, is the Schumard red oak.
Very good.
And then the one with the more yellow in it is going to be the native Texas red oak.
Thanks, Tyler.
Yes, sir. No problem.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. I should also say, because I know some of you are wondering, when are we going to hear the Glenn Mitchell Christmas blockbuster? Well, on Thursday, December 24th, that's a week from yesterday, this coming Thursday or next Thursday, depending on how you say it, Thursday the 24th, Christmas Eve, from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m., we will air, in his own words, Glenn Mitchell's Christmas blockbuster. It's holiday tradition here at KERA and in North Texas, and you'll hear Glenn's own readings, interviews, histories, oddities, trivia, and loads of holiday music. So set your, I guess you can't set your DVR, set your VCR to record the Glenn Mitchell holiday blockbuster on Christmas Eve from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. Let's talk next on the phone at 800-933-5372 to Ruth in Fort Worth. Hello, Ruth.
Hi. I'm calling regarding the Jack Russells that need a foster home or perhaps a permanent home.
Okay. Do you have a suggestion?
Yes, I'd love to have them.
Oh, okay. Well, let me put you on hold, and we'll get your contact info from you, and we'll see if we can pass that back along to Robert, okay?
You bet.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let's see. We also got a suggestion on this from Elizabeth, who recommends Paws in the City, a Dallas-based nonprofit that fosters animals until they are adopted. Elizabeth says it's a fantastic organization that saves animals from being euthanized every day around the Metroplex. Paws, P-A-W-S, Paws in the City. But we'll get Ruth's contact info online, too, there, too, and pass that along. Let's see. Oh, we also got a suggestion from Dormand, who says, your listener who's seeking a good home for his grandparents' Jack Russell Terriers might contact the Eastlake Pet Orphanage, which has placed over 2,000 pets whose owners can no longer care for into carefully selected loving homes. Eastlake Pet Orphanage. And he says their website is ELPO, P like Paul, ELPO.org. Thanks, Dormand. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. We got an email from Tom who says, I read a story stating that back in the 1950s drought, the city of Dallas had a spring where residents could get water. It was at the corner of Buckner and Northwest Highway and the Norbuck Park area. Does anyone remember this? And does anybody know what happened to the spring? 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's see. You can also tweet me your questions and answers. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Barbara emailed looking for professional dyeing service in the DFW area. That's the D-Y-E-I-N-G version of dyeing, as in colorful dyeing. Barbara says, I have two love seat slipcovers that need to be dyed. Is there any place in the DFW area that does this professionally? 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org. Let's talk next to Beverly, calling from Dallas. Hello, Beverly.
Hello. I'm so glad I got through.
Me too.
Thank you. I had a holiday party the other night, and we had Modelo beer and put lime in the bottles.
Right.
And we were discussing if the bottles would still be recyclable with the lime in them, since they're biodegradable. Or do you have to try to fish them out before you recycle the bottles?
That's a good question. I imagine the bottles get broken at the recycling facility, and then I would imagine that the glass gets sorted somehow, or possibly even rinsed, or goes through some sort of filters to you know, some sort of mesh to weed out all the organic material. And, you know, the bottles, if you've got a beer bottle sitting around for, a number of days, it probably gets some, can get some chunky mold in it or something like that. So the lime, to me, I'm not an expert on the recycling industry, but seems like, you know, it's also that same kind of organic matter.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see if anybody knows officially what that it's okay. I'll bet it's okay, and I would, you know, but we'll see if anybody knows.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Alrighty, bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Joan in Farmers Branch. Hello, Joan.
Yes, many breeds, including Jack Russell Terrier, have specific rescue groups online. Jack Russell Terriers have several. I can give a phone number for one of them if you'd like, and then they can look up others if the other answers don't work out.
Sure. I don't like to give out phone numbers on the air, but why don't you tell us the name of that organization, and then he can
Terrier research. Rescue of Texas is one of them.
Very good.
Texas Russell Rescue is another. Texas Jack Russell Rescue, and then there's several more.
Okay. Hey, Joan, thank you so much for calling.
You are welcome. Oh, sir, could I tell you one more thing?
Sure.
The man had called in that when he pets the pit bull, one of them, the other gets upset. Well, I have one too. He needs to pet both at the same time, just like you would do two kids that got jealous.
My dogs do the same thing. If you just pet one of them, the other one gets in there and gets jealous. So.
Right, and he said they fight. Well, then pet them both at the same time.
Yeah, that was a few weeks ago. But, Joan, thanks. That's great advice.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see, Katie emailed us and said, when I thought I needed care for my dogs while I was going away, I had similar concerns as your listener. And Katie says, I heard about dogvacay.com, V-A-C-A-Y, dogvacay.com. People with dogs take care of other people's dogs. Those people have meet and greets to see if the dogs get along, etc. And then the guest dogs are treated like family dogs. So it's really like a work sharing or, you know, dog sitting sharing site, crowdsourcing kind of thing. Dogvacay.com. Very interesting. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Reno calling from Dallas. Hello, Reno.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well.
Okay, just on a quick note, there was a special on 60 Minutes last year concerning the switches on the stoplight, and they are inactive. They say that it doesn't work.
So that you're talking about the switches to the buttons you push to get the crosswalk.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Now, they are inactive.
I will say right here near the station, there's a brand new stoplight set up, okay? And the buttons aren't those old round buttons that were smooth. They have like an arrow on the button and a little light on the button. And when you push the button, it starts to beep in a way that would signal to a sight impaired, you know, walker to not go yet. And then when you do get the walk, it starts to make a different noise. So I think those probably work because at least they're saying, we know you pushed the button. But but thanks so much for calling, Reno.
All right, man. Thank you very much.
You too. Okay, it's anything bye-bye. You ever wanted to know right here on KERA. Don't forget, we're going to break away early today for special NPR coverage of President Obama's pre-holiday vacation press conference. This is a news conference he does every year before he goes to Hawaii. That's coming up here in about 20 minutes. But we got another segment of the show, more of your questions and answers, 800-933-5372. Hit me on the Twitter, at Jeff Whittington, or email us anything at kera.org. Whatever, though, stay with us because we'll be right back. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. It's our last show before the holidays, before Christmas and New Year's. And we'll be back here, I guess that's Friday, January 8th. So don't stop sending us your questions and answers at anything at kera.org or on Twitter. We'll be back in a couple of weeks, but we won't have a show next week because it's Christmas Day. We won't have a show on the 1st because it's New Year's Day, but we will be back on the 8th of January. My Twitter handle is at Jeff Whittington, and that's where Dion tweeted me. And he says, if you shake the empty bottle hard enough, the lime will come out. He says, one solid whip motion will get the lime out of the bottle, the beer bottle, before you recycle it. You can tweet me as well, at Jeff Whittington. You can email us anything at kera.org, or you can call us 800-933-5372. Let's see, in the email box, we've got a question about Jonathan, who wants to rent or borrow a fireman's uniform in Fort Worth. Maybe it's for a costume party, I would hope, because, I don't know, there's something about wearing a public servant's uniform when you're not actually a public servant, but we'll see if somebody knows where to get the... you might have to put up with the sexy firefighter costume, maybe, Jonathan, if you're... Maybe that's what you're looking for. We got an email from MC, who says, on that radio signal, some radios have input jacks for an external antenna. It's possible to get amplified antennas that will boost the signal. MC says, I got mine at either Radio Shack or Best Buy. It works well in places where my radio's built-in antenna has difficulty picking up a signal. So maybe our listener, I think it was it Mark? Maybe Mark can put that on his Christmas list, possibly. Let's see. Alex in Euless emailed us wondering if any of our listeners know of any volunteer organizations that deal with individuals with IDD, intellectual and developmental disabilities, somewhere near the mid-cities. Does anybody know of any volunteer opportunities? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. One more before we go back to the phones. This is from Brady, who says, I love your show. Thanks so much. He says, look forward to it every week. But where can I find the full GOP 5th Republican debate? He says, I've checked CNN.com as well as YouTube and no dice. Anybody know where to find? I guess that was the debate that just aired. I guess it was Tuesday. 800-933-5372. Let's go next on the phones to Dennis in Killeen. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, this is Kenneth.
Oh, hey, Kenneth. Go right ahead, please.
Yes, question?
Yes.
Okay, I've been learning survival skills since I was 8 years old, and I'm 32 now. I'm out of Killeen, Texas. And I was wondering, do I need to have a certification to teach individuals on how to survive in the wilderness?
Well, I mean, you mean if is there some sort of certification that's required?
I know you can get certified.
Right.
It costs an arm and a leg.
Right.
But I've done this for years and years and years.
Sure.
And I was just wondering if anybody knew if I had to have that piece of paper.
Okay. Well, is there a place you want to teach, or do you want to set up your own business teaching it?
From where I'm at, local. I'd like to teach local, go to events, stuff like that.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. I know that I don't know how much it costs to get a wilderness first responder, but, I think if you're leading or you're guiding trips where you're teaching skills like this, it probably is a good credential to have to convince your clients that they're going to be safe when they're out in the wilderness. But other than that, I don't know. So we'll see if somebody has an answer for you.
I do appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We're going to squeeze in as many of your calls, questions, answers, emails, and tweets as we can. We got about 10 minutes till we cut away for special NPR coverage of President Obama's press conference today. Let's talk next on the phone to Michael calling from Plano. Hello, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I have a third option for the AM/FM radio signal.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the first two were great, but if they don't work, you can do this with pretty much any signal, especially in the office. Basically, take a book, open it to where the inside seam is facing the antenna and subsequently passing and facing the source, so facing your radio station.
Right.
And then just take a little bit of foil and put it in a parabola in there. And that will catch much more of the signal and significantly improve the quality of the the reception.
So
and
you're
since he's in an op, I think he just closed the book and put it away, so it's not an eyesore.
So you're making kind of a little satellite dish behind behind your radio antenna.
Exactly.
And in Dallas, Fort Worth, you would aim, you would want to aim that sort of in the general direction of Cedar Hill.
There you go. Yeah,
because that's where our transmitter is. All right.
Yeah,
hey.
Works on Wi-Fi. Works on RC planes. All kinds of things.
Huh. Well, Michael, that's a great idea. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Robbie in Dallas. Hello, Robbie.
Hey. How are you doing?
Doing well.
There was somebody that had mentioned about trying to find like dog sitting or something along those lines.
Uh-huh.
And a good friend of mine, actually, she has a company and she does that.
Oh, okay. Well, what's it called?
So the company is called Pet Sitters for Paul.
Okay.
So, and she either does, she'll stop by the house and, you know, do as instructed, whether it's walking or whatever.
Sure.
Or she can, if need be, the dogs can stay at her house with the other dogs. If you know they get along, they do
right.
meet and greet. So
yeah,
it's,
just to,
it's actually really great.
Just to clarify, we were actually the first one of the first questions we had is someone looking for a new home for his grandparents' dogs. But thanks so much for calling and for the lead, because I'm sure that'll be helpful for somebody as well.
Thanks.
All right, line open 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. We got nothing on the Twitter right now. Let's see what's in the email. We got an email from Bo in Dallas, who wants to know if there's a company that can make molds for casting a couple of small parts out of pewter or possibly zinc. He says, I have CAD files, so the design work is done. I just need the molds and a service to cast the metal. The model is two pieces. One is 2.5 inches by 3.5 inches by 5 inches, and the other piece is small, a circle about 1 inch wide. He says, I haven't had any luck finding a company to work with, at least not locally, so I was hoping your listeners might be able to come up with something. Any leads would be appreciated. Anybody know where to get pewter molds made and casted in, I guess, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area? 800-933, Bo's in Dallas, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Greg wants to know, why is the speed limit only 50 miles per hour on the Chisholm Trail Parkway from Arbor Lawn all the way downtown? Anybody know? And let's see. We got an email from someone who says, about those blocked websites at workplaces, most website URLs begin with HTTP, but if you change that to HTTPS, you might be able to get around the block. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Ray, calling from Arlington. Hello, Ray.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
Great.
Good. I have a little more information about the oak trees, the red oaks. The Texas native oak is, the scientific name is a Quercus bucklii, and it's important to use that scientific name when to be sure that it gets the right tree. But it that's the one that does turn red in the fall, and they get about 35 feet tall, and are going to be about half that width. The Shamardi red oak is, they get about 120 feet high and 60 feet across, and they typically have a color, a copper or an orange color, and that's a Quercus shamardii.
Very good. So it's the native Texan red oaks that are the really red ones, and it's the...
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's according to the Texas A&M website.
Okay. Hey, Ray, thanks for calling.
You bet.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Got an email from Kathleen, who wonders, where can I dispose of small kitchen appliances that are broken? I'm assuming Kathleen wants to recycle these. She sent me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And we got in the email inbox an email from Carol, who wants to know about the water in Fort Worth. Carol says, when I water my aloe vera plants with city water during the summer, they're a pale brown. Within 24 hours after a rain, the plants are green and beautiful. When I watered some very sick St. Augustine grass with city water this summer, she says it was not reviving. But within 24 hours after rain, a few small sprigs of new St. Augustine grass had appeared. What is in the Fort Worth water or missing from the Fort Worth water that keeps my aloe vera and my grass from thriving? You probably need to fix some nitrogen. And the rain, this is just, you know, somebody can back me up or refute this. But I know that you know, you get some nitrogen from rain that you maybe don't get from the city water. That's my first thought. But you might also set up a rain barrel if you're having really good success with the rainwater, because rainwater does just green up a lawn. It just does seem to me. So I don't know necessarily that there's anything wrong with the water. It's just, it does so much better with rainwater. Question from Kent, emailed to anything at kera.org. Has Dallas increased the time for red lights? He says, for years, in going to Houston or Austin, the red traffic lights seem terribly long when compared to those in Dallas. However, in the last few months, I find the time for red lights has become ridiculously long just about everywhere, often backing up traffic 15 to 30 cars before changing to green. Does anybody know if the timing for the red lights has been changed in Dallas, lengthened? Time to squeeze in a couple more calls. We've got a couple of minutes before we go to NPR special coverage. Let's talk next to Tina in Irving. Hey, Tina.
Hi. I love your show.
Thank you.
I have an answer for the young lady who was calling about volunteer work for individuals with IDD.
Mm-hmm.
It's called a Learning Center Just for Me, and it's in Irving at 325 South Beltline Road, and it's a great facility. They have it's not a workshop. It is where they have an arcade room, a theater room, it's just an awesome program, job readiness, a computer lab, a big gym facility. And so I really encourage parents who have children with IDD or part of any kind of class program to really check it out.
So tell us,
I think that would be awesomely amazing.
And you can volunteer there as well.
Okay.
Tell us the name of it one more time.
I'm sorry?
It's called a Learning Center.
It's called a Learning Center Just for Me.
Great.
And it's on 325 South Beltline in Irving.
Great. Thank you, Tina. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Right. Thank you.
Let's talk next to Tracy calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Tracy.
Hello. I have an answer to the gentleman who asked, why is the speed limit on the Chisholm Trail Parkway 50 miles an hour?
Mm-hmm.
That is ridiculously low, but I believe it's an agreement that the state or the managers of the parkway made with the neighborhood associations to minimize noise, because it goes by several neighborhoods. And I heard that vehicles make less noise and less vibration, much less at 50 than they do at 60. So that was something that was done to appease the neighborhood.
Tracy, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome.
We got an email from AW saying basically the same thing there. And I think we can squeeze in one more call. Let's talk to Leslie in Dallas. Hey, Leslie, we got about 20 seconds.
I have an answer for pewter casting.
Okay.
One company I can tell you online, it's Reaper Miniatures. Reaper as in Grim Reaper.
Okay. Benson. All right. Hey, Leslie, thank you so much.
Another name offline.
Okay. Thank you so much, Leslie. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls, and Christine McConnell produces the podcast. Find it at kera.org/anything. And, of course, email us your questions and answers, comments and suggestions at anything@kera.org. Find me on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington there. And, again, this is our last show of the year. We'll be back on Friday, January 8th. Thanks to each and every one of you for tuning in and for listening and writing and calling all this past year. Everybody have a great holiday season, a really great and safe holiday season. And as we mentioned at the top of the hour, we're going to go now, or in about a minute or so, to special coverage from NPR, President Obama's press conference.